This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, Rosetta and the funny-shaped comet. Comets, leaving icy trails across the sky, have doubtless been noticed by humans for millennia. They were usually taken as bad omens, ominous signs in the sky warning of impending deaths. In 1577, Tycho Brahe measured the parallax of the Great Comet of that year, and in conjunction with observations by other astronomers, he managed to determine that the comet was at least four times further away than the moon was, and that it was not, as was widely believed at the time, an atmospheric phenomenon. In 1705, Edmund Halley used a method from Newton's Principia to study past comets, fitting their orbits to parabolas. He found that three of the previously observed comets had very similar orbits to each other, and deduced that they were in fact one and the same. He also predicted that comet's return. This turned out to be, of course, the comet that came to be named after him, Halley's Comet, which is without a doubt the most well-known of these objects. It was realized that comets contained some sort of volatile material which would vaporize due to solar radiation, forming the characteristic tail that stretches across the sky. In 1950, the astronomer Fred Whipple proposed that comets were icy objects with some rock in them, as opposed to being rocky objects containing some ice. This was known as the so-called dirty snowball model. With the advent of the space age, a large number of probes and flyby missions were launched, and their observations appeared to support Whipple's model, although the final ratio of ice to rock in most comets is still up for debate today. A notable event was the study of Halley's Comet in 1986 when it passed into the inner solar system. A number of spacecraft, known as Halley's Armada, flew very close to the comet, including the ESA craft Giotto, which got as close as 596 kilometers. Today, following in the footsteps of Giotto, is the Rosetta mission. Launched in 2004, after almost 10 years of planning, this remarkable spacecraft has been making its way across the solar system, slingshotting around the Earth three times and Mars once, to get to comet 67P, also known as Churyumov-Gerasimenko, named after its discoverers. The spacecraft has just sent back the first images we have of the comet. Before July 2014, the only picture the mission planners and scientists had was a single pixel wide, not very useful, and it makes it quite difficult to plan a landing. Thankfully, the Rosetta team now has access to a constant supply of images from the craft's onboard camera, with the first pictures being taken on July the 14th, and they were released to the public on the 21st. The Rosetta Twitter account is currently posting pictures of the comet each day, and as of the 25th of July, the probe is roughly 3,200 kilometers away from its goal, with an anticipated rendezvous with the comet 12 days from then on the 6th of August. The shape of the comet, however, came as a surprise to the observers. It seems to be composed of two differently sized parts, reminiscent of nothing more than a slightly deformed rubber duck. Planetary scientists call this type of object a contact binary, and while these have been seen before in asteroids, it's the first time that this shape has been confirmed for a comet. The formation mechanism behind the binary is still unclear. It's likely to have resulted from a merger, but whether the two pieces came from different sources or from the breakup of a single larger object is still a mystery, one that the Rosetta mission hopes to solve when the spacecraft gets closer. However, the lopsided comet will make things slightly more difficult for the second half of the mission. Once Rosetta reaches the comet and enters orbit around it, with a relative velocity of a few centimeters per second, the team will attempt to place a lander on the comet in November 2014. This will be done after spending a couple of months a mere 25 kilometers away, mapping and analyzing the comet in great detail. The shape makes it more difficult than expected, as the two different parts of the comet may have different densities, leading to an irregular gravitational field. It will also be harder to comprehensively image a comet of this shape, and the number of feasible landing sites may be quite small. Nevertheless, the team remain confident that they will be able to pull off what has never been done before, and land a probe, called Philae, onto the comet. If everything goes well, the lander will take data using the plethora of instruments it has on board, including cameras, an X-ray spectrometer, two evolved gas analyzers, and a radar-like probe for sounding out the interior of the nucleus. Both Philae and Rosetta will stay with the comet as it goes around the Sun and back away from it, studying what happens. The mission is due to end in December 2015, after which its fate remains uncertain. More information about Rosetta can be found on the ESA website, and we also managed to interview the retiring mission director of Rosetta, Gerhard Schwaim, at NAMM 2014, so do look out for that in our NAMM special edition.